The Cars. My Best Friend's Girlfriend. Here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. And the best friend's girlfriend is never a good idea. Let me just throw that out there. That doesn't end well.
No, of course not.
Well, okay. It depends on how big the best friend is.
Never a good idea.
No, I'm going to stick with Jennifer on this one. That's just not a good idea.
Tainted fish, tainted pond.
Yeah, really, exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you're listening to The Mix. I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan.
I'm Boomer Bill.
Jennifer Vigil.
And Jennifer is here. Let's do a little review on what we got coming up in the next little bit.
In the next little bit, we have today is the Greek festival. So get there at 10 o'clock. It's open to 10. I heard there's already a line. I'm getting texts that there's already a line. So I'm super excited because I'm going there after I leave here.
Where is it?
It's on Baldwin. Mm-hmm. It's on Baldwin Road. The John the. Say that word for me.
St. John the Theologian.
Theologian. And it's, gosh, I can never say
it's
it.
It's between Harrison and Jenks on Baldwin, the north side of Baldwin.
Yeah. And then December 7th, we have Ugly Sweater Fest coming, which is citywide. So get your Ugly Sweater Fest ready. And it's all over the city. It does start at our office at the Visitor Center in downtown Panama City at 228 Harrison with free picks with Santa and the Grinch. You can win a YOLO Fat Tire Bike, a boat inflatable paddleboard, some cash prizes. So there's going to be live music, like crafty things and all kinds of stuff to do on December 7th from 3 to 10. And we have the parade, the Christmas parade in downtown Panama City on December the 14th this year. And there's two Christmas lightings this year, one at the Oaks by the Bay Park in St. Andrews and one in downtown Panama City. And you can get that and a whole bunch more information on our website at destinationpanamacity.com or on our Facebook page.
Lots to do.
Yeah. Lots.
Lots to do. Mm-hmm. I'm featuring Caleb in a very ugly Christmas sweater right now.
Caleb, are you already getting yours ready mentally?
No.
Yes.
It would do so.
You would that just, requires
I feel
me
like
to
you could pull
to,
it off.
That requires me to be able to get out of the studio.
Oh, that's right. Well, with the holiday schedule in the studio, you're stuck here for a while. Sorry about that.
Yep.
You could just wear it and be supportive. Just wear it here and send selfies from here. That's how you win, are the selfies, Caleb.
We'll see what I can make happen.
Okay.
And tonight, recap on tonight on the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge.
Tonight on the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge, we're bringing you the history and the influence of comic strips, along with detailed information about five or six of your favorites, Blondie, Snuffy Smith, and many, many others.
Exciting.
And
it's time to wrap up with our vitamin B.
We have to wrap up with our vitamin B. Just let me first mention that immediately following this show, you will have a chance of hearing Boomer Bill in the Rock and Roll Radio Hour. And then you'll have up until 1, starting at 11, up until 1, we'll have Rewind with Wayne Gentry.
Mr. Smooth. And also about 10:30 or so, we'll have the trivia question of the day.
Mm. Oh, okay. So anyway, our song today is a recording from 1963. It was an album. It comes off the album With the Beatles, which was their second album, mm-hmm. and this was their UK release was on this day. And unbelievably, it pre-sold 300,000 units before it was mm-hmm. even released, mm-hmm. and this was only their second album. These guys were. The ramping up of that popularity must have been just amazing.
It was.
Especially in
I was a DJ at that time, and it was just demand everywhere for any Beatles song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so I picked a song off With the Beatles, one that we have not yet played on the Morning Mix, and it's a song that was written by Meredith Wilson for the musical The Music Man, made famous it was sung by in the play by Marion Peru, Shirley Jones, mm-hmm. in the popular release of the movie.
Let me ask you this. Is this the one that Paul is the only Beatle on it? Did he have the other Beatles play on that?
Their other Beatles were played on it. I don't.
They didn't sing.
Hard to find. No, Paul's the only one that mm-hmm. sings on this one. Did a great job. It's a good vocalist song. Mm-hmm. It did a great job of it. Anyway, here is your daily dose of vitamin B. The Beatles and their version of Meredith Wilson's "Till There Was You" on WKGC FM 90.7. And I just, oh, there we go.